personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Leib.
Lauren, it's
Andrew.
Sunday. Yeah, she goes to Andrew. Lauren.
Andrew.
That snowstorm we had, I'm still, my back hurts. Like, I said I wasn't going to shovel. But you know the people that do the plowing, they don't understand about the base of the driveway. Like, I can go over the snow elsewhere, but they shovel you in. Like, what's that about? Is there anything we can do with government so they don't shovel me in anymore? They, like, I got to tell you, I think I need to move to, like, California or Texas or something like that. I need sunshine. This, like, I love snow. It's so beautiful.
It's so pretty.
So pretty. But the boulders you have. So what it is I think light snow is easy to shovel. But the dense snow at the end of the driveway, it's like you're having boulders. I feel like we have the Arctic Circle down at the – it's and you can't even ski or snowboard in Long Island. Like, that's where we're broadcasting from for the people that listen to us nationally, internationally. We're in Long Island, New York. And the closest mountain, you got to take a ferry or you got to drive off the island. An island living is the best when it's the summer, but when you're in the winter, ooh, I don't know. I'm going back and forth about this. So during the storm, my office was closed. We run Libet Law, the law firm. We do discrimination law, real estate closings. And so we were closed. And so I had a lot of time to think about development and business. And you know what's been really bugging me recently, Lauren?
What?
Facebook.
I have a lot of issues with Facebook.
Yeah. And did you see, I don't know if you saw, we're not the only people that are getting bugged. 48 attorneys general are suing Facebook for anti-competitive practices. Now, Facebook, you're not alone. But Google's also being charged with being a monopoly. It's like we're bringing down big tech. But as a business guy, you know what I hear when I hear they're suing Facebook for a monopoly?
What?
Well, they're the king of all advertising. So if I want to get my word out, if they have the monopoly in advertising, shouldn't I be advertising there until they're broken up? Like, yes, they were doing some bad things. Like, what they were doing is they were thwarting competition. You know what they were doing? They were buying and burying. Have you heard of that?
No. What does that mean?
It means they buy competitors and then they kill them.
Just because they can,
because that eliminates competitors from being in the industry. That's what they're being alleged to have done, I think. I'm not an attorney general. But what's interesting for me, I'm a business guy. You know, we always talk about how current events impact real estate and business. And so what I think these attorneys general, which are led by the great state of New York, Excelsior, well, that's the people, she's starting this whole thing, our attorney general. She's the lead counsel. But what I read, I didn't read Facebook's getting broken up. They might. I read that they're so big right now, and they're the monopoly with advertising, so we better advertise there.
It's kind of brilliant.
If you think about it, that's what they told me. So we've been trying to advertise. We've been trying to advertise there.
I have lots of issues advertising on Facebook.
You know what it is? We do discrimination law. And whenever you write anything about discrimination, they bounce you. So it's amazing. The people that try to stop discrimination can't get the word out on Facebook to stop discrimination because it's flagged as being discriminatory.
Just the word discrimination. We do sexual harassment prevention training. There's no way that I can ever put up a post without them taking it down. I'm like, we're talking about prevention.
So I'm going to tell you what I did. Not only, Lauren, did I bring in someone with warmth. He's calling in live from Texas right now. Texas, you know, the
warm state.
The Texas Republic, Lauren. This is, did you hear they might become their own country again? Some of them are trying to do this. I don't know. I hope he gets out before they lock him in. But so he's warm in Texas. And not only that, he is an expert. This is what he tells me. A 14.22% conversion rate to appointment on Facebook leads. That's his conversion. He knows Facebook. This guy owns this company, PowerISA.com. PowerISA.com. And I said to myself, what's an ISA? So I Googled. And they're getting sued for anti-competitive practices too. So we got to Google fast before they get rid of it. But I Googled. I did fast. I assume we're going to say we Googled because they're going to be broken up. It's not going to be the full Google. I'm going to Goo. So it's an inside sales agent, which basically is a new version of telemarketing. So we got Gus Munoz Castro on the line. Gus, this guy is the man. He's going to tell us how to do this because, Gus, we got to stop the discrimination out there. And you know all about this. And I'm going to tell you why Gus knows about this, guys. You may not know this, but on March 19th, 2019, Facebook settled a major case. And if you want to read about this case, you could just go to the nationalfairhousing.org. Nationalfairhousing.org. Basically, what a lot of people don't know, brokers don't know this. They don't. They don't know this. Landlords don't know this. They don't know this. I don't understand how they don't know this. But the Fair Housing Act doesn't just make it the Fair Housing Act's that law about anti-discrimination. You can't discriminate in the sale or rental of real estate, in the benefits of real estate. You can't discriminate. You can't discriminate in real estate. You can't discriminate in qualified multifamily development, whether it's the design or the construction. You can't discriminate. But what people don't realize is you also, this is what it says, you can't make, print, or publish, or cause to be made, print, or published any notice, statement, or advertisement that discriminates. So people put up these postings all the time, not just on Facebook. They put it on Craigslist. They put it at the laundromat with one of those pull things. And it says something that's discriminatory, like, great apartment for single newly divorced dad. You are going to get sued for discrimination, stupid. So Facebook was allowing this stuff for a long time. They were allowing this stuff. Not only were they allowing it, they were enabling advertisers to target housing and employment and credit ads based on race, color, gender, age, national origin, familial status, and disability. Forgetting the fact that New York State, which is the first state that ever had anti-discrimination laws. We were the first state in New York State that ever did that. Forgetting the fact that in New York State, we have many more protected characteristics. We also care about your citizenship status, your national origin, your source of income, just to name a few. Lots of things are protected. But anyway, this lawsuit was about federal Fair Housing Act claims. And they were doing all these things and they were allowing people to exclude African-Americans, Hispanics, and Asian-Americans from pre-populated lists, but you couldn't exclude the whites. You can't exclude the whites. The whites are good. The whites are... They had all these different things, and then they created this new matrix. So I'm explaining to you, Lauren. Lauren's looking at me all confused, and so I imagine you're confused too. And I'm telling you, Lauren, why we can't advertise discrimination, because they created a new rule called Special Ad Categories and Ad Manager. And that was the settlement from about a year ago. It was March 19th, 2019. So we're closing in on, what is it? We have 9 months. Since they did this, and we're in a whole new world with Facebook. So I got my man Gus from powerica.com, and this guy runs over 60 sales agents as an inside sales team. And what he does is he helps brokers get leads. Gus, you're going to help me get leads too. Gus, tell me what Power ISA is first.
Yeah, thanks so much, everybody. You know, glad to be on the show. You know, I'm a fan. I love the way you guys run this thing and just the style of the show. So glad to have you guys have me on.
Thanks.
So when Power ISA, we focus on a specific part of the lead generation problem. Every business has a lead generation aspect to it, right? Whether it's the individual real estate agent, the attorney, the dentist, the medical practice.
Gus, go back.
Some aspect.
Go back. The attorney is the one we're talking to right here. It's all about me. I don't know if you know that this show is only about me. Like, this is how do we make Andrew's business better? And so we do compliance.
It's Andrew and Lauren.
I like the way you know that. But Lauren, it goes both ways. You got to tell Lauren because she thinks she gets all the money from the business. I also, it's Andrew and Lauren. She thinks
wife.
I just.
Is a happy life.
That's what I had to say at my wedding. So, 100%. Gus, here's the thing. We do anti-discrimination trainings. I don't know if you know that they're now calling them ED&Is because we get all fancy and schmancy with all the companies. But, you know, sexual harassment training, religious harassment training, disability discrimination training. And this Facebook won't let me solve that. How do I solve that?
Okay, great. No, and that's a really good question, and it's become more and more relevant, right? Because, like you said, very accurately, there was a big settlement with the federal government, and it started in the U.S. And it created, the result of that was this, you know, new special ads category, right? That essentially took away almost all the different targeting options that you had. Within Facebook. And this is pretty crazy. I mean, you describe it, and it was exactly like you described before this change happened. You could target Facebook ads to a specific, you know, audience, and you could include and also exclude. It went both ways. You can include.
Gus.
Oh, can you guys hear me?
I hear you, but I hope you remember you could not exclude the whites. The whites could not be excluded, which is, I don't understand.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's 100% true. You could go deep into the demographics. You could include or exclude folks of Hispanic origin, you know, different races. I specifically remember Hispanic, because I'm Hispanic. I'm like, oh, wow, I can include my people. And then they go, oh, I can exclude my people too. Holy cow. Right? Because you could target a neighborhood and go, you know what? I don't want to market to minorities. You could do it that way. And you could target them or exclude them. You could target specific neighborhoods and exclude, certain zip codes, certain parts of that neighborhood, which, you know, if anyone was familiar with the fair housing laws, is a practice that used to be done, you know, earlier in the century called redlining, right? So a lot of these really negative practices that existed in the marketplace years and years ago, which is why these Fair Housing Act laws, you know, were enacted in the 60s, Facebook kind of found a way to like run back into them, right? Or at least they gave you the possibility to do them, right? You know, on purpose, inadvertently, there was a big, you know, argument about what the intent was. But at the bottom line was they allowed you to do it, and it was illegal in the U.S., right? So Facebook came up and said, you know what, I'm taking it away. You know, Facebook has come under a lot of scrutiny from the federal government, right? And you mentioned this, you know, earlier in a couple of the recent episodes. There is a huge anti-competitive lawsuit now, right? So definitely Facebook is in the crosshairs of regulators, not just in the U.S. and Europe, everywhere, because they're the behemoth in the room. They're the 800-pound gorilla that wants to own everything, right? You know, 20 years ago it was Microsoft. You know, now it's Facebook and Google, right? Google and Facebook.
But Gus, so
that's a pretty wild situation.
I want to leverage the 800-pound gorilla. I don't need to be 800 pounds, but maybe I could be a 100-pound gorilla. So help me learn how to 100%. Leverage, because yeah. I imagine people call up Gus and they say, I'm on the powerisa.com website. I see you have inside sales agents, you have quality assurance, you have client success teams, but I see you also do coaching. I want to be coached to fix Facebook.
Yes, absolutely. So we actually have, within real estate, this happens a lot, where even with the special ads category, even be compliant with all of these things, your ad can still be denied, because it can still, even though it might be compliant to fair housing regulations, you can go awry to Facebook regulations, right? And you know, it's like anything, Facebook has a huge, massive team that tries to implement a lot of their policies, and they make mistakes. That's the honest part of it, right? There's a lot of automated verification of these ads, the text in the ads, and there's always typically a visual human being takes a look at your ad and tries to determine is it compliant or not. And these folks make mistakes.
Do you know them?
The regulations from Facebook.
So
I don't know them personally.
Yeah, can you give me a number?
Well, you know, that's the thing. This is pretty crazy. Unless you have like a massive, massive ad account, there's no one you can call at Facebook.
What is massive?
There's no number for you to dial into them.
What is massive?
Well, you know, hundreds of thousands.
Oh, wow.
Hundreds of thousands a month.
You know, I have
and
a friend.
Have account managers.
I have a friend that runs one of the big ad companies in the city. And I always find it interesting. He talks about big ad accounts. And I always go, well, big is relative. Like, for a small business, a big ad account could be tens of thousands. For a big company, one of these publicly traded companies, a big ad account could be tens of millions. So you're telling me I need to get hundreds of thousands to be able
per month.
In that ballpark, yeah. I say six figures a month, you're going to have someone you can call at Facebook. But here's the crazy thing, Andrew. This surprises people, because I actually we work with a lot of folks that are in that range of spend, you know, in that six figure spend a month, and they're clients of ours, and we work with them. If you are not in compliance with Facebook, they will shut you down independent of your spend. They really don't care.
So money doesn't talk. Money doesn't talk for the Zuckerberg.
Not with Facebook. Not with Facebook. And I've seen people that have, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars they spent. They get one too many violations. They ban them for life from the platform.
Wow.
They are not getting back. Oh. Any other credit card they try that even has their name on it, if they see their picture on an ad, they will disable and block that account. It's pretty crazy what they're able to do. And it's because they understand that the federal government is after them, right? They totally understand. And I think it's the right strategy. It's very restrictive. It's very strict. It's pretty intense. But they understand that if they let too many people get away with this, the federal government is going to go back against them, and they're going to come down even harder than they did before. That settlement was a steal for them. And I know this because real estate has only gotten bigger on Facebook. It didn't get smaller with specialized category. It got bigger.
So, Gus, what I'm hearing, though, you tell me, is that you need hundreds of thousands of dollars a month to be able to speak to a human. And even if you have hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, if you break a minor rule, you're out of the system. But going back to the beginning, 48 attorneys general think that they're a monopoly, that they control all the advertising airways, I guess is a good way to say, I guess. Maybe it's not airways, bandwidth, because they're on the computer. We're not in telemarketing anymore. They control all the advertising bandwidth, and I want some of that bandwidth. And I know lots of real estate brokers that want that bandwidth. And I know lots of developers that want that bandwidth. And I know lots of other businesses that want that bandwidth. And you said you work with these people. So tell me how to do it.
Great. Here we go. Let's get down to the specifics. So let's say you create an ad, right, on Facebook. And Facebook has, there's two parts to any typical Facebook ad. There's the copy. There's an ad title. There's a little bit of text you can put in there. And there's the image. You can also do a video, but typically images, for at least for real estate, is what performs the best. Single image ads, right? So very simple. You can get flagged for being not compliant with any part of those. The title, the text, or the picture itself can do something that's not allowed. So Andrew, if you feel that is not accurate, you can actually contest that determination.
Go, How do you do that?
I don't agree. You request a manual review, and they usually give you an option. There's a little error message that says, hey, your ad is non-compliant. Your ad didn't pass, right? Because usually it takes 24 hours up to 48 hours for them to publish your ad, especially if it's the first time or if it's a newer account. It's going to take a long time for them to review that ad because they're always assuming that the scammers are getting new accounts because they've got their last one shut down, right? So they take a long time on those newer ads, but within 24 to 48 hours, they're going to give you a response and they're going to go, hey, Lauren, you know what? This is non-compliant. It violates one of our policies. Sometimes they don't even say what policy it is. This is in violation of our anti-discrimination policy. Which part of that? Why? Who knows? You can request a manual review. And that was going to take another, 24 to 48 hours. And that second result, at least right now, is final, right? I've seen that more than half of the issues that I've had and my clients have had are resolved with a manual review. Because sometimes they're going to flag it for things that are just off the wall. You know, I was helping, this is a 100% true story. I was helping my father-in-law advertise a medical practice on Facebook, and it got flagged for cryptocurrency violations. It got flagged for sexual, explicit material violations. This is just a
what doctor was it?
Talking about his practice, right?
Yeah, like what was he talking about?
It was an ad about, a medical clinic. Just, hey, we can treat, it's a sports medicine, so we can treat your pain. You can treat your, pain in your ankles, pain in your knees. So that was it. But it got incorrectly flagged for a bunch of different things. I didn't know what to make of it, right? But the manual review always resolved it.
So I've had the opposite effect.
The second option.
Gus, so
what's happened with you guys?
All right, so I have two different companies that deal with anti-discrimination. One is a real estate school where real estate salespeople and brokers come to my online classes, and I've had classes like the Fair Housing Act.
Yeah, that's what
class,
it's called, the Fair Housing
literally
Act.
Literally called the Fair Housing Act. It's a continuing education class
licensed by the Department of State of the State of New York.
It teaches about the Fair Housing Act and anti-discriminatory practices, and I've had a simple ad that says continuing education class, the Fair Housing Act, 3 credits. Just that simple, with the picture of a house that was on the ad. It got bounced back.
What do we do, Gus? What do we do?
So that could have been rejected for a couple different reasons, right? Because anytime they see a house in there, they might say, hey, why aren't you using the special ads category? That could have been five. That could be one.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. For example, I advertise to a lot of real estate agents in my ads. I'm advertising to realtors. I'm calling out realtors in my ads, but I'm not selling real estate. My ads get flagged for, you know, for avoiding the special ads category so much that sometimes I'll actually use the special ads category, even though it's not a real estate. I'm not buying or selling real estate to where I could discriminate someone. But when I've gone to the manual review, most of them get fixed. And when they don't get fixed, there's actually an option. Andrew, you said you have to be like a millionaire to talk to someone on Facebook. To talk to someone on the phone, but through their chat, is actually a pretty good alternative. They have.
Whoa, Doug. Gus, are you telling me that I can chat with someone without spending millions of dollars on an ad budget? Is that what I just heard?
100%.
How do I do that?
100%. You do not have that. So it is really, so we'll have to put this in the show notes because there is 100% way to go and chat with someone. This is the alternative to if you weren't able to fix it on your own. The manual review is still not doing what you need. There is a third option, very difficult to find within the ads manager, where you can actually ask to chat with someone to resolve this issue. And for me, that one is whenever the manual review doesn't work, actually asking someone to go, hey, I'm running into this issue. I cannot resolve it. I'm not in violation of these policies. I understand the policies. In fact, Andrew, that'd be kind of funny. You literally guys are lawyers saying, hey, this is not a violation of this policy. Can you please take a look at this? They have been able to resolve some of those issues as well. And here's the third alternative, right? Third alternative is try a new ad. Sometimes that ad you made is never going to be approved. Just because it got too many flags, you can create a new ad, and that actually has a different chance of getting approved if it's compliant.
I have a question. I want to go back to this chat thing. Am I chatting with a Facebook person or a bot?
A Facebook person, 100% Facebook person. It's not real time, so they will get back to you, you know, an hour later. You know, so it's not like, you know, like an immediate chat, but it's a chat window, and they will get back to you eventually.
No, that's awesome.
Way, way, way better than waiting 24 hours.
I've avoided that because I always feel like these days everything's a bot. And I hate talking to bots, like especially like when my computer breaks and I'm trying to do it. And they're like asking me why I spilled orange juice on it. And I'm like, that's not what we're talking about at all. These bots are like very scary. So
and
I like
the worst is when you think you're chatting with somebody and then they just give you the link to the message board.
It's terrible. So what I want to understand, because we're running low on time here. What I'm getting from you, Gus, is that PowerISA.com is an inside sales agent which helps generate leads. Is that correct?
Correct. Well, we focus on the conversion aspect of it, right? We focus on once the lead comes in, we are making that call, we are texting them, we're following up with the person for whatever kind of, you know, marketing plan the client wants. We're helping them, convert that lead into a client.
Awesome. Next question. What I'm also understanding is you help with Facebook in the coaching, et cetera, to be able to generate the lead in the first place. Is that correct?
Correct. 100%. We help people. We teach people. We have courses on that. And we also work with marketing agencies directly. Some of our clients do that as well. So we're really well versed in the whole topic.
So if I need help with special ad categories or off of special ad categories, or if I need help trying to talk to them, because even though I don't have $1 million budget a year on advertising, I'm sure your compilation of clients do. And if I need to learn where to find the chat feature, I should be looking up PowerISA.com, because as 48 attorney generals have told us, this is what I heard them say. I heard them say that if you want to advertise today and get leads to clients, you got to use Facebook. Now, maybe they'll break it up in a few days, but as of right now, it's the monopoly. And I've played Monopoly and I always get Boardwalk and Park Place. You know what people don't realize though, Lauren?
What?
Boardwalk with a hotel is quite lovely. This has been the Liebcast. Stay with us.
Find us on social media at Listen to Lieb or visit listentolieb.com.